And I tell you, I am so happy this morning to have with us Fairfield State Representative Laura Devlin. She is the ranking member on the Transportation Committee who is going to be talking bipartisan Stanford rep coming out against tolls. Another fighter against tolls. And Laura, good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you so much for what you're doing.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me on today.
Laura, good morning. Paul here with Brad. And listen, you're from Lower Fairfield County, obviously. Now, Brad and I hear this all the time. There are people that, you know, you had a freshman lawmaker down there saying, you know, tolls are a wonderful idea. Everybody's behind them. And then we get guests coming on and say, are you kidding? This is crazy, especially in Lower Fairfield County. What are you hearing, Laura, from your constituents down there?
So, by and large, and we recently did some informal polling, the majority of residents, and certainly those that I talk to, are opposed to tolls. But I will say there is a lot of confusion out there. You know, some people think, oh, just put them on the borders, that will be okay. And, of course, that's not a legal approach.
Put them on the borders.
That's right? Illegal. You can't do that.
Exactly.
Or, you know, give us a discount, and then maybe that won't be so bad if in-state residents pay a lower rate. But that misses the target, which is there's a revenue goal that the proponents, the Democrats who are pushing tolls, want to achieve. So discount or not, number of gantries or not, it's a revenue target thereafter that will cost Connecticut residents at least $500 million going in.
$500 million going in?
That's just a start. Now, I've never heard of a toll that went down in price.
Neither have I.
Yeah, really. And again, this Representative...
It's unbelievable what they're trying to do, I'll tell you right now.
And you know, Brad, there's also, and I'm sure Representative Devlin can touch on this too, isn't there a proposal out there not only to obviously put the tolls out there, Laura, but also you would have what, this toll commission or a board of unelected people who would essentially govern how high the tolls would be?
Yeah, so there is, there's a couple of proposals that would create one, which would create sort of a transportation advisory board. And what that does is sort of create a PURA for transportation, yeah, which takes the legislature out of it. So that means that, you know, residents of this state can't hold their lawmakers accountable.
Because the lawmakers, and let me stop you there, Laura, the lawmakers, yeah, would then be able to wash their hands of this.
Absolutely.
And say, well, we didn't say to raise the tolls. It was the toll board that did that.
Exactly. I believe, and my caucus believes, you know, there are alternatives. Everybody agrees we need to invest in our infrastructure, but don't believe that we need tolls to do it.
Now, Laura, yes, again, as a team, now, this is the third time that we've had folks like yourself on this program, and the two of us are going to carry this out right on right on through. This has got to be one that we've got to win, and we've, yep, got time to do it. We've got, what, 4 years or say?
Yeah, this can't happen overnight, no.
Can't have it overnight.
No, but it can be voted on in this session. Oh. So what's important is that the residents of this state really are informed, and in fact, we're going to be hosting a series of informational forums to provide the facts about tolls so people can make informed decisions. And should they determine tolls are not the right approach, that they pressure their lawmakers. Because right now, the majority has the numbers to be able to pass tolls, and if that happens in this legislature, it will take some time for them to be in place, but that approval from the state perspective would have happened.
So, wow.
Yeah. So, Laura, do you think, with all the procedures here, do you honestly think that we'll have a vote on this before the 2020 elections? Or if the opposition to this really spikes, might the Democratic majority say, hey, let's keep quiet on this and let's get past 2020 or not?
Well, I would certainly hope so. You know, we also have a new commissioner of transportation who I have a lot of respect for. Mm-hmm. So I think that would be wise to give him also an opportunity to assess the, you know, broader situation of our state. And again, look at some other alternatives for addressing the priorities that need to happen. Because regardless, you can't undertake every single project at the same time in our state.
Now, so, as you go around, as you see this one and that one, what is the overall feeling? I get the feeling from some of these people who want tolls, okay, that this is just something that they want to do. This is going to be...
for money. Crank out the money.
Yep. Yeah. All the money and so on and so forth. However, I still have a feeling, and I think it's the time now because we're going to have more time to knock this out, and we won't have to have tolls. Do you get that particular feeling as well?
You know, there's no question our state has a spending problem, not a revenue problem. And I think by holding off on tolls at this point, maybe someday we'll determine that we do need to have them at some place, not to have 82 gantries across our state and be the most heavily, densely tolled state in the entire nation. But let's give an opportunity to build some credibility and trust. You know, we don't forget about the lotto money that was supposed to go to education.
Oh, yeah, remember that?
Remember that?
Yeah. Well, we were going to have the best. You remember, Laura? We were going
to
have the best educated students in the country. Remember all that stuff with
no
the lotto?
Question. They go to. They'd be going to all the top Ivy League colleges. That was going to be their gift. The top Ivy League colleges is what they were going to get.
All right, well, Laura, make sure you keep us, our producer Donna, make sure you keep everybody informed here when these forums are going to happen, particularly around our area, the Hartford-Bloomfield area, also Meriden and Torrington. And we'll be happy to have you on again and promote those.
Great, thank you. The first is actually this next Thursday in Fairfield, but they will be across the state.
All right, great.
That's fabulous.
State Rep Laura Devlin, Republican ranking member of the Transportation Committee. Laura, thank you. Don't be a stranger. Give us a call back.
You know, I'll tell you
something.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
I'm very, very happy with what they have done so far.
Well, I think they're starting to make noise, Brad. And you
they are.
Yeah. And listen, Brad.
They call us all the time.
And I think what Representative Devlin just said is interesting. If people want to ultimately say, okay, we need tolls, let's just make sure that they have all the information and the facts out there. Here's what it's going to cost. This is what it's going to cost. And, Brad, a report came out about a month ago, and I put it on my Facebook page and sent it to all my friends. They said, okay, if you start at point A and you work at point B and you do this every day, this is how much it's going to cost you over a year. So, you know, the report is out there. And like I said, I ran the numbers for me coming up here. It's an extra $500 to $700 a year for me.